Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Van Halen bringing us back. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Bruce Kaler is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's a workplace health expert. He's the author of The Owner's Manual for Allergy Relief. He's not only a medical doctor, he's also a business consultant. He's got some ideas, some opinions about employment policies that you and I as employers should have. He's here to talk to us about that, and he and I are going to debate this a little bit. Dr. Bruce Kaler, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me with you.
It's good to have you. Good to have you here. Thanks for being part of our day. So you've decided. You think, based on your experience and your work and the things that you read and study, you think the United States businesses could learn a thing or two from European businesses with regard to employee policies. Is that right?
Well, that's partially true. Yes, we think that paid sick leave has an important impact on businesses and individuals. In fact, it has an enormous effect on public health, and that's the thing that drives me in this direction.
Paid sick leave. And tell us why you subscribe to this to that idea.
Well, the research shows very clearly that when people go to work sick, they simply don't do very well. They also spread disease.
Yeah.
A good portion of illness is spread from one worker to another. This is such a prominent fact when you look at how illness is spread around the community that the Center for Disease Control has identified paid sick leave as one of the three most important ways to reduce the spread of illness. It's right up there with hand washing and proper food handling. We know that when people have the ability to seek medical attention, rest, they very simply recover from any kind of illness or injury faster.
Mm-hmm.
Sick children tend to get better faster when they have an adult present.
Mm-hmm.
And if people do not have sick leave available to them, and about 40% of all workers in the United States do not, then they simply, they spread illness, they take longer to get better. And in some situations, it's actually a big threat to the security of a family if they cannot afford to be off when they are sick.
How much sick leave do you propose is appropriate in a year?
Well, if you look at the national research of workers who do have sick leave, and there's very much a dichotomy here. The people who tend to not have sick leave are in lower-paying jobs or part-time jobs where benefits are not available.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the national data in the U.S., workers who do have sick leave, on average, they accrue about 9 days a year. But what's very interesting is that two to three days a year.
I want to make sure I understand. The 9 days represents what? How many days a year people take off sick, or how many the average company provides to employees?
That's how many the company provides or they're eligible for.
You're saying the average company, the research shows the average company gives their employees 9 days of sick leave.
That's correct.
Okay, that sounds high, but go ahead.
Well, this is the national research of everybody who has sick leave available to them. The average available days are 9 days. But what's interesting is that, again, on average, people only use 2 to 3 days a year of those nine that are available. So fear that sick leave is going to be abused would appear to be unfounded based on, you know, the experience that we have in the United States.
What we have to do with sick leave is make sure that that people realize it's a benefit and not a right, not an entitlement. And that's what part of it could be improved. Part of the situation could be improved if employers start out by saying, now look, this is one of the benefits you have working here, but this is not your right. You're not entitled to these days, but they're available to you if you need them. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I think if you, again, look at the behavior of people who do have sick leave available to them, I think you could almost conclude that, at least the outcome is that people don't use, on average, they don't use nearly all of the sick leave that's available
right.
to them.
Well, there's another side to this, Bruce. If people are plugged into the success, they're engaged and plugged into the goals and the success of the company, they realize when they're out that it hurts, it diminishes the success of the company. If they feel like they benefit from the success of the company, or if they love their work, they really are engaged, they would rather be at work than to be home, even if they're not sick.
Yeah, the majority of people are well-intentioned, and the majority of people want to come to work. The majority of people want to be validated in their positions and appreciated
right.
for, you know, their work.
But Dr. Bruce, let me ask you a question. Are you proposing that sick days be mandated?
Well, I think from a perspective of a small employer, you begin, if you look at the data of how people behave when they're well and when they're sick, you begin to see that it's actually a cost-effective policy.
I hear you, but do you think they should be mandated? Do you think it should be a law that companies make sick days available to their employees?
I would have to say yes, because I think it's a sensible thing to do from
right.
every aspect.
Is there a website you'd like to send us to, Dr. Bruce?
My website is seattledoc.com.
Seattledoc.com. They can find your book there, The Owner's Manual for Allergy Relief. And when we come back, I'm going to propose some other ideas. That's the counterpoint to Bruce's idea, Dr. Bruce's idea about mandating sick leave, especially in small businesses. I might actually open his eyes to a couple of things, but maybe not. He's a smart guy. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.